What's up, guys? It's Lauren Cottrell here with another episode of Believe in TCU Football. This week, we're going to be talking about the TCU versus OU game this Saturday in Norman at 6:30 p.m. TCU will be facing the undefeated Sooners up there at 6:30 p.m. Again, guys, let's just get right into it. TCU is now 3-2 coming off of their win against Texas Tech last week, and OU undefeated at 6-0. After their Red River Showdown, a win against UT last Saturday, that was quite the crazy game. OU definitely did a great job in that fourth quarter pulling out a win, but we're going to go ahead and get into the rest of the game and what we think this Saturday is going to look like. So just starting off with our offense, you know, Spencer Rattler was looking a little bit tough. He was a Heisman candidate early on in the season and came out looking a little unstable in the beginning of this season, guys. And last Saturday, you know, they actually pulled him in the UT-OU game because he was just not performing to his best ability and was definitely not performing to a Heisman ability. And, you know, they put in their backup quarterback, Caleb Williams, who the fans went crazy over. I was fortunate enough to attend that game, and the momentum just completely changed when Caleb Williams walked onto that field, and he looked pretty good. I'm not going to lie. You know, from a fan's point of view, I really do think his arm is just as good as Spencer Rattler's. You know, I'm sure Rattler's a little bit better with his accuracy in that room, but you know, Caleb Williams, I mean, he has a nice arm there. You know, he was making some good throws, but even better, he was an awesome runner. And you know, we at TCU have a pretty tough run defense, so that's definitely going to make it for an interesting game this Saturday. So that's definitely something that we're going to have to look out for. I'm not quite sure who OU is thinking about starting this Saturday. They have a big decision ahead of them after Williams' performance last week, but that will definitely be interesting. I think whoever OU is going to start is going to make all the difference in this game. You know, moving on to Duggan and the TCU offense, guys. Unfortunately, Max Duggan and Zach Evans are questionable for this Saturday. I'm not quite sure what the update is on that, but I'm hoping that both of them are going to be in the game because, you know, one, losing our best player, Zach Evans, is not good, but, you know, losing our quarterback as well, not the best. Even though Duggan, you know, his accuracy hasn't been that great this season, and he isn't really keeping up with that consistency. You know, our backup quarterback, Matthew Downing, Coach P seems to say that he looks fine in practice, but, you know, in my opinion, fine isn't the answer that you want going into OU week. Facing the number 4 in the country team, we cannot go in with just a fine quarterback. We need somebody that is going to be good. So, you know, I'm really hoping that Duggan is gonna pull it out, gonna be okay this Saturday, and that he's gonna be able to definitely go into the game. You know, comparing him to Spencer Rattler, Spencer has a 74.3% completion on the year, while Duggan only has a 64.7% completion, but honestly, Max Duggan compared to a Heisman quarterback, that is not that big of a difference. And, you know, that actually gives me some serious hope for this weekend. As long as Duggan starts, you know, again, having Duggan and Evans in that game is going to make all the difference, you know, just as it will for the OU offense for sure. So I think there's definitely a lot riding on this game, and it's going to be kind of something that we're not really going to know until the day of. So definitely going to be keeping an eye out for that. And yeah, for sure. Moving on to, you know, Zach Evans being questionable. Obviously, he's our best player here at TCU. He is an insane player, just knows everything about the game, as we've talked about on previous episodes, and he's just an amazing leader, and he really gets the team going, which is awesome. But last week, Kendre Miller, once Evans got pulled after the first half, Kendre Miller walked onto that field and had the game of his life that we talked about in the last episode, and he looked really strong when Evans was out last week. So, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not that worried if Zach Evans, you know, isn't able to play this Saturday, because we have Kendre Miller going out there, and, you know, that doesn't worry me. He has some great potential, and, you know, he pulled out an awesome win last week with, you know, about 135 yards and three touchdowns. And if he can pull out that same thing this Saturday, I think we're going to be just fine. I think we might give, you know, OU a run for their money. And I hope that's the case. You know, kind of comparing our offenses, I already compared, you know, Spencer Rattler and Max Duggan a little bit. Moving on to our running backs, you know, Zach Evans and OU's Kennedy Brooks are pretty neck and neck. There's not much of a difference there. Yards-wise, you know, Zach Evans does have a few more yards averaged per game and a few more yards on the season than Kennedy Brooks does. But, you know, they're pretty neck and neck there. But, you know, moving on to the receivers, OU's receivers are elite, guys. They are pretty stacked there. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing. That's definitely going to be tough for us. I think for TCU, if we want to pull out this win, we're gonna have to do a little bit of running and a little bit of passing. I don't think we can rely entirely on our running offense because, unfortunately, OU has a really great run defense, and so, you know, we're gonna have to get the ball up in the air a little bit, and we're gonna have to make those big passes and get some nice completions if we want to pull out this win. So moving on to our defense here, you know, personally, I personally thought that OU's has looked pretty unstable this whole season. You know, for a team that's going to be going to the SEC, for a team that has had multiple Heisman winners in the recent years, for the team that is number four in the nation, you know, they're undefeated, they've pulled out those wins, but, you know, they've struggled in their games. If you really watch and, you know, watch their players and watch their stats, they've struggled. They've given up a lot of points, they've given up a lot of yards, so... you know, and specifically last week, you know, going into this week, they were unstable against Texas. They let up a lot of points in the first three quarters. They were losing the first three quarters, and, you know, finally putting Caleb Williams into the game got them tied up there in the fourth and, you know, pulled out that win there in the end. But, you know, I think if their defense plays the way that they did last week, I honestly think that, you know, TCU could keep this game pretty close, and I hope that's how it's going to be, because obviously my heart lies with TCU. You know, as I said before, OU has a much better run defense, which is going to be tough for us, because our star player is, you know, a great runner, and so, you know, as long as Zach Evans can get through that defense and find some holes there and, you know, score us some points, that's definitely gonna help us. Their rush defense is insane. They allow an average of 91 rushing yards per game, which is crazy. So that's definitely gonna be really interesting. As Evans, you know, hasn't completed a game with less than 100 yards yet this season. But, you know, to be honest with you, I think he can get the job done. He hasn't let us down yet this season, and I don't think he's gonna start now. So, especially against OU, I think the whole team is hopefully gonna be coming out with some great momentum. It's a 6:30 p.m. game, so, you know, they're going to have the whole day to prepare, and as me and JD have talked about on previous episodes, how different the energy is for those 6:30 p.m. games, and, you know, we pulled out a nice win last week during that 6:30 p.m. game, and I know Tech is a completely different team than OU, and, you know, their defense is a lot more unstable than OU's is, but, you know, I think we can definitely do this. We've talked about on a ton of episodes how the biggest thing is who wants it more, you know, who wants to come out there and win that game, and I think this is a big game for TCU, and unfortunately, you know, coming off of that big win against Texas, and I think this is a great week for us because this isn't a big game for OU, you know, like OU probably thinks that they have this one in the bag, and they're probably coming in thinking, hey, you know what, like, whatever, it's just another game, the big game of our season is over, we had that last week, and they're probably coming in pretty tired, which, you know, we could definitely use to our advantage, and, yeah, for sure, you know, moving on to TCU's defense, you know, TCU has a better pass defense, which is good, because OU has insane receivers, so that, you know, might help us to our advantage and hopefully stopping them a little bit. But, you know, TCU defense has given up quite a few points and quite a few yards this season, even though in past years we're known for having a really good defense. You know, this year hasn't shown that as much, but, you know, it's really all going to come down to whether they listen to Coach P or not. You know, Coach P, we've talked about on multiple episodes, he knows what he's doing out there. And, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, the guys are just going to have to understand that. They got to trust him for sure because, you know, they know. They know for sure. He knows for sure. So, you know, in my opinion, I think both D-lines give up big plays. They have multiple times this season, and they've showed that. TCU has been looking stronger and stronger over the past few weeks. They've gotten those reps in, and they've been looking a lot better. So, you know, in my opinion, I think they're pretty similar in defense. You know, unfortunately, yeah, OU does have a better defense, but we're different. You know, again, just like last week we were talking about with Tech. It's the same thing. OU has a better run defense. TCU has a better pass defense. OU is really good at passing. TCU is really good at running. So this is definitely going to be an interesting game. And I, you know, a lot of people think that it's going to be a blowout. And I truly just don't think that's what it's going to be. You know, TCU gives up an average of 429 yards per game. OU gives up an average of 358. You know, so that's less than 100 yards difference. And I think that's definitely going to make things interesting this Saturday up there in Norman. So, you know, just to finish this off a little bit, what do I think we need this weekend to pull out a win? You know, in my opinion, no matter what quarterback OU starts, they are definitely going to give us a run for our money. Caleb Williams showed last Saturday that he is a force to be reckoned with. You know, and personally, I don't know if OU, I don't know if Lincoln Riley would pull Spencer that quickly. You know, he's been relying on Spencer for about two seasons now, and I definitely think if he's not performing, you know, well enough throughout the game that he would pull him and put in Williams, but I don't think that one game, you know, their craziest game of the season would make him, you know, make Caleb the starter here. So my personal opinion is that Spencer Rattler is going to start, and, you know, hopefully that's something that we can use to our advantage, because like I said, he has looked pretty unstable and inconsistent this entire season. So, you know, hopefully TCU can see that and use that to their advantage. You know, like I said earlier, we're definitely going to need to up our passing offense a ton to pull out a win here. You know, we're gonna need to do a little bit of both. You know, we're gonna need to run a little bit. We're gonna need to hand it off to Miller and Evans, and we're also gonna need to pass to our receivers downfield. You know what? We still have Quentin Johnston out, I believe. I think J.D. Spielman might be coming back. Don't quote me on that, but I think he might be coming back. But if not, you know, we still have Tay Barber. We have Quincy Brown, who, you know, made his first collegiate touchdown last week against Texas Tech. And, you know, I think we have definitely some really good talent, you know, in our receivers downfield. We just, again, got to make those connections like we've been talking about all season. It comes out to those connections. You know, but I think this game's going to be interesting for sure if Kendre and Zach look the way they did last week. And I want to stress that and. Kendre and Zach look the way they did last week. Not either or. You know, I think both of them out there, they're definitely a force to be reckoned with. And I like seeing them both out there on the field. And I think that's something that we should use in the coming weeks to our advantage because they're both so talented. They're both so talented. And, you know, I kind of want to compare it to the Cowboys where, you know, they have Ezekiel Elliott out there and they also have Pollard. And they've definitely been using that to their advantage. And they've been pulling out wins this season and their offense looks extremely strong. So, you know, I hope that TCU can kind of follow in those footsteps and, you know, definitely pull out a win this week. You know, we put up a lot of points against Tech last week. And like I said earlier, they do have a shakier defense than OU does. So that's going to be something that TCU is going to have to figure out. But I have no doubt in my mind that they're working on that in practice this week and that they're going to pull up to Norman as ready as they ever will be. You know, and another thing, you know, defense is going to need to be efficient this Saturday. They are going to need to show up because this is hands down going to be the strongest offense that we face this entire season. And yeah, our defense is, I know that they know that, and I know that Coach P is preparing them for that, and they definitely just need to come in with the leadership and the connectivity and, you know, come in strong. And, you know, I think the bottom line, I cannot stress this enough, TCU is going to need to show up this weekend to pull out a win for sure. I don't want to do any score predictions, you know, because I honestly think it could go either way. I think it could be pretty close. I also think it could be a blowout. I don't really know. It all depends on, one, who's starting for both teams, you know, in the quarterback position. And, you know, I just, again, I really just think that TCU needs to show up. And if they do, great. And if they don't, well, then we're going to be 3-3 after this weekend. So I guess we will see. We will be back on Monday. Go ahead and recapping the game. I will have JD back here with me on Monday. Make sure you guys tune in. As always, we want to thank you for tuning in. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please tag us on social media. We want to thank you so much for listening with us. Again, remember this Saturday, TCU versus Oklahoma in Norman at 6:30 p.m. We'll see you guys Monday.